Parshas Va'ero, Beis Tefillah, Tavshin Ayin Vav. In today's topical halacha share, we'll be discussing magical shows. Are they permitted? Are they forbidden? The connection to this week's parasha is very clear. We have Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi and he did Makas Dam to Paroi. And Paroi calls into his Chachomim v'le Mechashvim v'yasu gam heim chartumei b'la'ateim came. They also did. They also were able to match up to Moshe Rabbeinu. They also were able to create Dam, created Tzfardea. Only by Kinim did they give up. In Parashas Mishpatim, Perek of Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, there's a prohibition called Machshefa Lo Sechaya. A person who does Kishuf, a Machshefa, a witch, should be killed. And in Parashas Doshim, Perek Yud Tes, there's an alav called Lo Yisoinenu, as we should soon see what it means. The Mishnah Sanhedrin Samach Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Hamechashef ha'oise ma'isa is chayav." A witch, a mechashef who does witchcraft, is chayav misa. Veloy ha'oiches esaynaim. But a person who just oiches esaynaim, he's just fooling the eye, catching the eye, is not chayav misa. Says Rabbi Akiva, the two people who are loikdim kishuim b'machshefus lefanim. Two people are harvesting a field. We have a field of kishuim. Kishuim are what? What are kishuim?
Cucumbers.
Fine, cucumbers. There's a field of cucumbers. Two people with magically harvest the fields and pile them together. One is chayav and one is potter. Says Rabbi Akiva, ha'oise ma'isa chayav. The magician who indeed manages to, with the power of magic, manages abracadabracadu, blah blah blah, boom, all the kishuim, the cucumbers get piled up together. He is chayav misa, because he did a ma'isa. But ha'oiches esaynaim, he said abracadabra, he put on a spell on the field and it looks as if the field has been collected together, but it's not really, it's an illusion. But he's magically gives the appearance in our eyes, we look and we see the field, we see all the kishuim piled up together, but in reality nothing changed. He is potor, he is not chayav. Says the Gemara in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Hilchos Kshofim ki Hilchos Shabbos. The laws of magic are like the laws of Shabbos. Some of them have entailed skila, the chayav misa. Some of them are potor aval asur. Your potor is still prohibited, and some of them are mutar lechatchila. Okay, sounds interesting. Ha'oise ma'isa beskila. You actually collected the field with the magic. If the magic made an impact, then you're chayav. Chayav skila. Ha'oiche zeseinayim, which is fooling the eyes with magic. You are potter aval asur. And where is the mutar lechatchila? What magic is permitted lechatchila? Says the Gemara, Kedrav Chanina Rav Oishia, that every Friday after Shil, someone will make a demonstration for us, then Havi Oski B'Ilchas Yitzira, they'll be learning Sefer Yitzira, Umavrilu Igra Tilsa V'Ochile, they would create an animal and have the meat for Shabbos and eat it. This is Mutzah that they would create it, Yesh Ma'ayim, to Sefer Yitzira. And this is permitted lechatchila. Why? Says Rashi, because it was through Shemus Hashem. It's through Kedusha. It's not Machshefus. It's through Kedusha. You can indeed make it safe, create things with safety at Zira. Okay? Whoever's going to volunteer to do this for us, I have to share. It'd be nice to come home with some meat, the geschmack. If I'm not mistaken, that's the remote, it's brought down in the remote. In Kufayin Tes, they said, if you don't have proper Kedusha, you're not Kaddish enough, you can't do these things. But these are Meroim, indeed, it was the Chatchila for them to create meat, this animal, Yesh Maim, to Shema Sash, to Kedusha. Yes? They could, that's a good try though. Why didn't they make? They could just make money and make things. Good. So obviously they didn't want to get into this. Right? Good point. Good point. Says the Gemara, Ha'u Taya. There was this Arab who took a sword, he went to his camel and cut that camel into two. He cut his camel into two. Then he took a bell, rang the bell, whoops, the whole camel came back to life. So ask the Gemara, was there blood on the floor? Was there blood and perish and dirt on the floor? Fluids from the body? Said no. Said if so, it was a chiza seinayim. What the Arab was doing was an illusion. It didn't really happen. Okay, so what have we learned just now? We've learned that this real magic, this magic that has real results, and there's illusions. Achiza seinayim. Real magic is yuchayv skila, and illusions your patur aval osur. The problem is that we have a stira in the sugyas. In Sanhedrin Samech Hamud Beis, discussing a prohibition called Me'inen. What is Me'inen? Say Chachomim, Ha'oiches Eseinayim. Me'inen means eyes. There's an isser of catching the eye. Rabbi Kiva says, it is working out good times. This is a good time to start this malacha. This time is good for that malacha. That's what's awesome. But we have a stira in the sugya of Mo'inen. We're told that even achiza seinayim, catching the eye, is also prohibited midiraisa. But in the sugya of Mechashef, we learned achiza seinayim is potter. To make matters worse, we have a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says, In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, says the Rambam, Asur Le'inen. Says the Rambam, Ha'oiches Eseinayim. A person who catches people's eyes, Umedame B'fnei Aroyim, and he makes people, the onlookers, imagine that he's doing a Maisa Timoy, and doing some wild thing, V'ulo Yasa, didn't really do it. Ha'reze B'chal Me'inen, V'loike, get Malkas. You get lashes, ma'atoiro, from doing achiza seinayim. It's just a trick. It's just a trick. Nothing really happened. Just in their eyes, that's what they saw, but nothing really happened. You get malchus. But then the Rambam Halachot Hasvav says, ha'mechashef chayv skila. But if it was just achiza seinayim, it looked as if he did something, he didn't really do it, gets malchus midrabbonon. Why? Because the lav of Mechashev is a lav shenitana zora spisas based in. The lav of Mechashev is meant it's not available to give malchus for. So you don't get malchus for achiza seinayim. We have a steer in the Rambam. Are you chayef for achiza seinayim or not chayef for achiza seinayim? This steer in the Rambam, everyone picks up on. The Beis Yosef in the Kesef Mishnah, and the Beis Yosef in the Beis Yosef, he deals with the stira, and he says really that when you do achiza zainayin, there are two prohibitions involved. There's an issa of ma'inen, which is zainayin, and an issa of mechashef. And therefore, in the world of mechashef, you're not chayev, because it's the lav is not available. It's nitan azaras mitzvahs beis din. But you get malchus for ma'inen. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So let's stop. Let's take a step back. So we've learned Achiza Seinayim. There are implications that you chayev Malkus, or even if not, it's part of an Osir. So I ask you right now, what do you say about magical shows right now? A person does a magical show. Is he really creating something? Is he really making magic? Is he really changing something? Did he the rabbit out the hat? Did he really make the rabbit come on between me and you? What was it? It was a chizah seinayim, right? No one else thinks they really created the rabbit. It's a chizah seinayim. So according to what we know right now, a chizah seinayim, is it mutar or asur? Is it deraisa? What have we done? The Beis Yosef says that the Isser Mo'inen, that Patur Asur is only in the lap of Mechashev because of Mo'inen, Yuchayev Malkus. The Rambam says, Achizus Enayim Yuchayev Malkus. So I ask you, Rabbi Say, is it Mutar or Asur? Right? According to the Beis Yosef, Lechura, the guy should get Malkus. The magician. According to what we know right now, Lechur, the magician, should be getting Malkus. Is that correct? Rabbi says there's a big chiluk, Rabbi says. There's a big difference.
So is he there's no Malkus, or is he getting an Avera?
I'm sorry? I'm asking.
Say there's no Malkus.
Okay, yeah, if he deserves Malkus, he's getting a big Avera, yes? Okay, yes, Mordechai. What about kids watching? You're making a chiddush. I mean, every magician tries to show that
they look real.
They don't even call themselves a magician; they call themselves a
guru. I don't know that. No, magicians I've seen, they say abracadabracadu. I mean, when they do shows for children, they put on a full show. Rabbi said, there's a very, very fundamental chiluk, Rabbi said. I'm fooling you all, Rabbi said. I've just done a chizah zinayim to you all. Because you think what I said till now is connected. There's a tremendous difference to what all that I said till now is not necessarily connected to our magicians.
Why not?
Oh, I'm asking you, why not? April Fool's Day, Rabbi said. I just fooled you all. I hope I'm not chai malkus. What?
Eating bones and talking to the dead and things like that. We're not doing entertainment.
You're on the way, you're warming up. Rabbi Say, there's a very big difference to all that we said till now to our magicians. We've been discussing magic. But there's two ways of using the koyach hasatuma. There's magic, real magic that actually brings a real change. I'm a lakhet the sodeh. with magic. I have my formula, my abracadabra do, blah blah blah, and boom, the field really becomes gathered together. That's called oisam maisam chayav. I have a magic, but it's real magic. It's feiches atuma. I say my abracadabra, and it looks as if the field's being collected together. But it's through the koiches of magic. That is osur of a potter. We get malchus. It's all with using magic. Our magicians don't, right, we assume, none of us think that they're using real koiches of magic. It's rizus hayadayim. It's tricks. It's nothing to do with magic. It's just tricks. They have tricks. Where was the rabbit? Later, it must have been in the hat. It was there before. There's a false bottom. Whatever tricks they have, it's not real magic. Who is to say it's awesome? You see? All that we learned until now doesn't apply to our magicians. Good? I both say, but he proceeds.
She shows you the hat's empty.
No.
Then one.
How does it happen?
Because
he has a trick. He's very good. He has reasons they are dying. He knows he has a trick. He does tricks. How does it happen? They have false bottoms. They have a double bottom to the hat. Whatever they do it, it's not through real magic. It's not through koiches atuma. It's tricks. That's what it is. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, we haven't yet learned any issa whatsoever to do magical tricks until we go and visit the Bach, followed by the Shach. And what is the Bach? What is his answer?
What was referring to? Magical illusions.
Magical illusions. That's right. Real magical illusions. With koiches atuma, I can make pretend. I can build for you. You'll think there's a person over here. But it's just an illusion. An illusion. It's like the camel. The camel looked like split into two. But it wasn't really. It was just a chizus enayim. It wasn't really split into two because there was no blood on the floor. That was a real change. Okay, that was real kishuv. Okay, so we proceed. Again, we have a steer. Just remember, we have a steer in the sugyas. We have a steer between. One sugya says part of an osur, achizas einayim. The other says the sugya says achizas einayim is yuchayv malchus. Says the Bach. This is to be found in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. Ois Beis. Says the Bach, there are two types of kishu of achizas einayim, one through magic, and one through tachbula v'kalus hatnua bayad, tricks. Therefore, when are you chayav? For one, you chayav malchus. For one, potter v'loso. So the tricks. What's the din of tricks? So. What's it in real magic? Magic that creates an illusion. For that, you're part of us. But if you're doing tricks, you're high of malchus matter. Says the Bach, doing tricks is worse than illusions. And he quotes, and the source he quotes for this is the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Leitas Elamet Beis on Isav Moinen. The Rambam talks about Godoil Hatachbula Hamechuber Elov Kalus Tnua Bayad. The speed of hand, like we see Tamid, they take a rope, they put the rope inside their loins, and out comes a snake. It's all chizus einayim. Or they take a ring and they throw it in the air. They throw the ring away in the air, and then they go to one of the audience and they pull it out of his mouth. It's all chizus einayim. That's what it is. Misha oisekein gets malchus. When the goynev das abriyos. You're fooling people, and that's what you're high for. So the Bach says, here, you see it. here you see that tricks, that's the law of Yochayev Malkus. Magical illusions, you're not chayev. This is the opposite of what we think. Likewise, the Gideon Masha on the Shulchan Aruch sends to the Sefer Chinuch, who says the same thing. The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Nun also learns that that the Issa of Reish Sa'inen is discussing Kalus Hayad, speed of hand, and the Shach in Kuf Ein Zayin. That's what he quotes. He quotes this Bach. And therefore, the Pisrei Tshuva brings the Chochmas Odom, where the Chochmas Odom says, "Mizetireh Shoisem Apatchonim." The people then at the weddings making people happy. Shoisem Kadvarim Elu Alachasonois V'Nikrim Tashin Spielers. Tashin Spieler, players. Oivrim Belavda Raisa. Whoever invites them to make their magical shows, should get up there and bang on the table, put a spell on him, make him into a pumpkin. And for sure you can't stand and watch. Atkan was the Bach, and that's why the Abia Omer, Rabbi Avadi Yosef, in Chelek Hei Yoradei Asirin Yudalad Paskins is Osir, doesn't have any Hetzer, and likewise the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Hei Simin Kufchav Tes, they all forbid magical shows, even though it's just tricks. And Mihirus Hayadayim, it's not real magic, it is forbidden, and they don't allow for it. Atkan were the Oisrim. But now we'll discuss the material. It's all based on the Bach, that the Bach learns that Lo Yisoinen is Mihirus Hayadayim, tricks, and that's what you see in the Rambam Perusha Mishnah, Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Sefer Achinuch. But now let's try and, we always in Hashir, we always bring to Zodim, we're now going to visit the Matirim. There are those who are matter this. What's their head? Number one is the Radvaz. The Radvaz says it doesn't make sense. Why would the Torah asser for someone who has fast hands, why would it be asser? It doesn't make sense. Even the Rambam does asser it. The Rambam says Achizas name is asser. He says, you know why? It's a Rambam Nishitosei. There's a very famous Rambam who denies all Kishuv. Rambam, Yadua, says, as he's priced in Sefer, it's all a hoax. It's whoever believes it is like an Isha on a cotton. There's no such thing as Kishuv. No, it's a Rambam Nishitosei learns that the whole thing is a Chizas Sinai. No, that's what the Torah asks. But if you don't, we know there is such a thing as Kishuv. The Goyin already says in Shulchan Aruch, philosophy, it's Asai, the philosophy made him go wrong. And of course there's a Kishuv, we see from this week's parasha, says the Goyin, this week's parasha, that the Chartumim, they made the Nochosh, and they made Dam, and it's Faradea, they did all. Of course, I don't follow the Rambam in this. So Rambam, Mishit also, he learns that the Torah is Asrin, Achizas Anayim, he's Asrin, Achizas Anayim. But if he don't, it's not the case, therefore we're not going to Asr it. The Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos, in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yudalev, he brings that if the whole Issa of Oiches HaSeinayim is through Kishuv, through Koiches HaTuma, but if it's just through tricks of your hand, it's Mutar Lechatchila. In Shud Divrei Yatziv was the Kloisenburger Rebbe, in Yerodeh Simen Nun Zayin, says, look, okay, the Radvaz says mutter, but Maitre, everyone else says it's also. He says, look, What's the reason why the Rambam asks and the Chinuch asks? There's a reason for it. They explain that it causes people to think that the impossible is possible. People see magic, they see that anything impossible is possible. So they can come to Kfirah, says the Chinuch. So that's the case. It's impossible for the world to be created by itself. Till now I was thinking it must be Hashem, but once I see magic, I see the impossible is possible, so maybe there's no Borei Olam, maybe it was magic. That's the reason that the Chinuch says, that's the logic behind. Even Mihiru say a dying trick, so also Asa, because the people think that they don't know it's a trick, they think it's real, and once they think it's real, so then they could take it further and deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Divrei Yatziv, but if the magician tells the people, Rabbosai, I ain't got no koiches, I do tricks, as you said, and I do illusions. If that's, says the Divrei Yatziv, if that's what he tells them, there's no gnevas das, I'm not fooling people, and it's a type of chokhmah. And he says the Divrei Yatziv, Divrei Yatziv was a Kreuzberger Rebbe. He says, this is similar to wonders. There's something called a flying ship. The ships now fly. It's a pele. Who would believe? The Rambam writes somewhere that about flying ship. If you shua shov, you say the shua that I saw a flying ship. It's impossible. Something that weighs a few tons flies in the air. It's a wonder. It's like the same thing. It's a certain chokhmah. They don't know how to do it. So I have a certain chokhmah. You tell your crowd, I have a certain chokhmah. I do tricks. If that's the case, everyone knows that you have no supernatural koiches, and therefore no one, you're not fooling anyone, and therefore be permitted. Kach moya la'alocha v'loy la'maisa. That's the Divrei Yatziv. In Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Yerodea, Chelek Dalet, Siman Yud Gimel. He says, how could it be? He brings the Bach, the Shach, the Pisli Tshuva. It's Tamua. Why would it be a person who has quick hands? Why would it be Osir? He said, look, the brothers sent Naphtali in the story of Mitzrayim, and when they tried to bury Yaakov, and Esau popped up, and they sent Naphtali back to Mitzrayim to bring the star. It's also, you're going to tell me it's Osir? You see, this people have super special koiches more than anyone else. They're allowed to use their koiches. But if Shimshon had super gvura, even though people thought it was supernatural, we're not choishesh. They're not both Naphtali and Shimshon. We're not choishesh for Maris Ayin. So why should a person? Why should be Osir? The only problem is if he's lying to people. If he's lying and pretending he has supernatural koiches. No, he's lying. If so, it's an issue of lying, not because of kishuv. Says the Igros Moshe that habatchonim and chasunos, everyone knows it's not supernatural koiches, just mihirus ha'adayim. Says, if it would come my way, if I'd be asked the shaila, can you do, if they would come and ask me, can I do my tricks? I would mishtamet. I would dodge out the question. Why? Not because I have a sofik b'alocha. In alocha, I hold his mutter. But mipnei kvoid rabbeinu ha'yisrael. Says Moshe, if they would come my way and ask me, I would dodge the question. Out of respect for rabbeinu who asked it. But if it was impossible for me to avoid them, I'll be muttering. Again, muttering. Person in the chasana where everyone knows, clear to everyone, it's not lying to anyone, it's just tricks of mihirus ha'yadayim. In Tshuvas Banhogas, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tof Nun Hei, he brings from his father-in-law who spoke to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, if everyone knows, Sheyoidim Mekirim, there's no kishuf, it's Rach Chochma, it's permitted. Therefore, says Ramesh Sternberg, he says, therefore, if you put up a sign, the Makim Afursam, this is all tricks, there's no magic over here, it's all tricks, then I'm it's mutter. But you know, it's not the minhag. It's not what we used to do. And should betzela chochma, Rabbi Tzal Stern, he was asked by a batchan. He does these things in the weddings, and the batchan came to show him. The batchan takes two coins, and he has two coins in his hands. Then he closes his fists, and he opens it. There's only one coin, and the batchan showed him. What happens? One coin is hollow, and when he closes his fist, the one coin just enters the other coin, and so therefore you only see one. Says Rabbi Tzal Stern, says even though the Chochmas Adam and Nul Asa, he says he wants to make a chiluk. He says this should be mutter coin to everyone. Why? Because when I fool people, they think I'm doing something that I didn't do, that's awesome. I throw the coin in the air, they think it's in the air, and all of a sudden it's really it's between my fingers, and I pull it out of someone's mouth. So even though it's a chizus and it's a trick, but it looks like the eyes see it somewhere else. That they're answering. Mashenken over here, they saw two coins, and there were two coins. Now they're seeing one, there's only one. So all there is a milsa de tmiya. It's a chida, he says. Well, people are just bewildered what happened. But I haven't fooled them to see or imagine things that didn't happen. There were two coins, now there's one. They're just tricked. They're surprised. They don't understand. I didn't mislead their eyes. So therefore, that should be mutar kula alma. Anyway, Alocha Lamaisa, I don't know. Yeah, so different shittas. Kud Rav Avadi is not makel b'chlal. There's definitely chash d'orais involved. According to some shittas, if you want to be during time of the Krah and explain, speak out clearly that this is just tricks, then there are people who are makel. Thank you very much.
Even if the magician pulls something out of your mouth,
it's not really it's a trick, it's really between his fingers. Right. So if the magician tells you, if he tells the crowd the place side, it's all tricks. So I think that's what from places they tell them our place is all tricks. I'll show you one trick and then they do the rest of the tricks.
Part of the magic shows there are acts where he'll put something and then it's
the helper's
mouth.
So if he tells you, you should know, it's just tricks. There's no real magic.
How does it happen?
Oh, that's the chokhmah. You have to be about. That's the chokhmah they have. The magician has chokhmah. That he has the ability to trick you.
Out of your mouth.
That's a good magician. That knows how to do it.
It's
not real magic.
That's from the magician's perspective. How about the person who says, I'm a Torah, I know it's all tricks, I know it's illusions, but I want to see this guy with the train up, and can I go to the show? The guy doesn't say it's all illusions, but I know it's all illusions. I know it's not Shachara, I do all kinds of things. Can I go and see?
If he's doing an Avera, it shouldn't be Nana from his Avera. If for him it's Osir, it shouldn't. By the way, with a Goy, we'll make her. If it's good, then we'll make her for a Goy. Even the Chochmas Adam is maker for a goy. A goy is not mitzvah on these things. A goy could be a magician. Shalkoyach. Thank you.